Welcome to Healthy Vibes for Women with me, Danny Adekunle. Today is going to be a very, very interesting show. Why? Well, simply because there's this trend that is going on at the moment and lots of people have sort of like joined it. I don't want to say it's a movement. Some people might say it's a movement, but I don't know what, call it whatever you will. But there's also the fact that it's been confused with something else as well. So my guest today is here to clear that for us. So a case of identifying what's plant-based and vegan. So yeah, without further ado, I will let...
Oh, hello. Thank you, Danny, so much. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Kathy Davis. I am a plant-based lifestyle coach, author of 2 plant-based cookbooks, and the CEO of Veg Inspired. I help people transition to a plant-based diet that supports a fast-paced lifestyle without requiring hours in the kitchen or stress of what am I going to eat. I have been eating and creating vegan meals for over 7 years and tweaked my own habits just a year and a half ago to follow a more whole food, plant-based way of eating to increase my energy, level up my health, and shed a little bit of weight. So I am excited to be here and share my story with all of you. And fun fact, I travel the United States full-time in an RV with a goal to hit all of the national parks in the U.S. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, Danny, for having me.
Well, oh, thank you so much for that very short intro, which is actually quite interesting as well. So there's one thing that I think before we go on, one question that has always come up, and this is something I've had in conversations with people as well. They were always asking, what's the difference between a vegan diet and plant-based? Because I was in that camp as well, where I was really confused about what vegan diet means or what vegan style of vegan means actually. And then what is plant-based? So yeah, if you can just kind of like explain what that is.
Absolutely. So my definition of veganism, and it's pretty much the standard definition, is more of an ethical lifestyle. So it's more than just the food. It's about entertainment, using animals for entertainment, using animals for clothing, using animals for food. And it really is about more of that. I choose to eat, live, be entertained without the use of animals. Where in a plant-based way of eating, that's really more about the food. That's really more about eating lots of vegetables. When I talk about this with prospective clients or people in my space, I usually equate it to when someone says, I'm going vegan, they clear out their future use of animal products, having animals as entertainment. But if someone says, I'm going plant-based, it's more about the addition of all of these plants and whole grains that are added to what they're eating. So I do have clients that still eat some animal products following a mostly plant-based way of eating. But I don't have vegan clients that would be eating any animal products, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because what you just described is, you said about clients who still eat meat products. That's me. I still eat lots of meat. I actually don't eat meat anymore. I don't eat red meat anymore as such, maybe once in a while, but I still eat, chicken and pork and so on. But what I've done is I've cut down on that. I mean, sort of not maybe once in a week or something like that. So I eat more plant-based. And even if I am having something that is meat in it, like fish or chicken, I would definitely ensure that I've got more vegetables in it than anything else. So it's always about, for me nowadays, it's all about having more vegetable in my food. So I have such a high sort of like quantity of vegetables and a very small portion of meat in my food. That is all about me. That's what I'm all about now. And even when I'm sort of like baking as well, I tend to sort of ensure that I've got, for example, if I'm going to make muffins, I would make sure that I would do something like banana. I'll put banana. Yesterday I did banana muffins, but I also added carrots and I added some you guys call it zucchini, we call it courgette here in the UK. So I'll add that to it, and then I'll put some seeds and so on. So I just tend to sort of like add, when I'm baking, I put as many things as I can into my food, as long as there's a lot of vegetables and stuff like that, because I found out not only because it's healthy, I'm actually starting to really like it as well. I think it's really, really nice. It tastes really nice. Some people are like, oh, I can't do that. But it is really nice in the way that if you cook it really well, it's really good. And, you know, getting good recipes and so on, I think that kind of helps. So my next question will probably be that you talked about using plant-based for weight loss. Now, plant-based for weight loss, and then again, it's the whole thing about trying to differentiate between the vegan style, because some people go on to be vegan because they want to lose weight, and then you've got the people who want to sort of lose weight based on plant-based. So how does that work?
What I found after living my vegan for the animals lifestyle for about 5.5 years, I found that it was easy to be vegan. There are products on the market, there are vegan cheese and vegan burgers and all of these amazing products that are accessible to us, but they are processed and they have a lot of fat and refined sugars and refined grains and flowers. And I really started to notice that even though I did lose a little bit of weight in the beginning, the more of these processed foods I added to my diet, to my meals, my weight started to creep up a little bit. And I initially started looking into plant-based eating for my health. I wanted to really combat those standard American diseases that, you know, are prevalent in the world now because of our, you know, highly luxurious way of eating. And the plant-based eating seemed so reasonable. Potatoes, brown rice, lots of veggies, fruits, whole grains. It just made sense. But as that continues and more products were introduced to how I was eating, I just noticed that wasn't working for me. And I started looking into ways that I could combat the weight that I was gaining. But really, that was just one outcome of cleaning up my diet and really starting to look at what the whole foods meant for me. And I did lose weight, about 40 pounds so far. And I've been able to maintain that weight loss while traveling. But bigger than the weight loss really was the joy that I've found, the happiness, the brain fog that went away, the pain and inflammation from eating these highly inflammatory foods, a lot of refined sugars and a lot of refined grains, a lot of oil in my food. And I just noticed that my body felt cleaner and lighter. And like I said, the fog in my brain went away. And I love eating these bright, colorful, fresh, veggie-loaded meals, and they just leave me satisfied and happy. And those are such huge outcomes that, yes, the confidence and fitting into smaller clothes definitely was a plus, but the just joy in my heart of how great I feel really, really is a top result of eating this way.
Yeah, that's kind of really good, because I can sort of like, I think that kind of relate to that as well, in the sense that you do feel light and the brain fog and everything else. Before I actually decided to start eating more plant-based, I cut down my sugar completely. So I cut sugar out of my, I started cutting sugar out. I don't bake with sugar. I've mentioned this so many times on this podcast. Don't bake with sugar and cut out sweets. Sweets was the hardest for me, honestly, because I had such a sweet tooth. But I think then the headaches started because I used to suffer from a lot of migraine, and then that kind of started going away, and you know, yeah, and you do sort of like feel better as well. And like you rightly said about the colorful food, that was why I was nodding as well, like the colorful things as well. I think it's more sort of like, so now I for me, I just want to sort of like, you know, there is this whole I don't know how else I'm going to put this, but this thing in the media and, you know, social media and so on, and the confusion about which are the best vegetables for you to have, and some vegetables are not good for you, and some people will say, oh, this is high in carbs, and this is kind of not going to help for you if you have us. And, you know, there's so much information, information overload out there. And so for you, how did you find that, you know, in terms of sort of like being able to sift out all this information and get the right way of eating for you? And also, what advice would you give to people who are trying to move into plant-based as opposed to the vegan style of eating?
Yes. So one of the biggest things I learned over the last 12 years is the key to success is in anything, business, lifestyle changes, dietary changes, is to define what you want and pick who you're going to listen to. There are loads of plant-based doctors, and every one of them has a slightly different framework. And for a while, I was following the Daily Dozen from Dr. Greger from nutritionfacts.org. I really love the concept. I love to introduce that to clients early in the process because it gives them a little bit of a framework to continue to add the veggies in. What I found with that was it was a little high in nuts and seeds, and I tended to add other things to my meals that may not be in alignment with that Daily Dozen checklist. And so I wasn't seeing the results I wanted. So I pivoted a little bit back to Dr. McDougall, who authored The Starch Solution. I picked it up, read it again, and said to my husband, I said, this is what we need to follow. This is the way I want to eat, because these starch-based meals satisfy me beyond belief. And it was scary. I am the girl who's tried every diet. I've struggled with weight most of my adult life for sure. I was the Weight Watcher who saved all my points until the end of the day and then binged on all the things that weren't great. I had some unhealthy habits, and I really wanted to further define what those habits looked like on a day-to-day basis. And that really is my magic, I say to people, is it's really about what you do day to day, what you eat day to day versus what you eat once in a while.
Oh, that's really good.
And that was what I learned. And so the information from the Starch Solution actually led me to a whole food plant-based way of eating, more starch-based than anything else. So 50 to 80% of my plate is potatoes, brown rice, sweet potatoes, beans. And then the other part of my plate are leafy greens, vegetables, lots of color, lots of flavor. And I also omitted oil from my cooking and baking. So I now use water to saute and lots of vinaigrettes and dressings and sauces to dress up my roasted vegetables.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting, because I still use oil. And I guess I'm just making a tip from you there right now. You use water. Yeah, I think it's something that I will be I'll probably start doing as well, because that's probably an area where I clearly don't have enough understanding of that, but I try not to use that much oil. But I guess I will have to start trying the water thing, because I'm always open to new things. So yeah, it's not something that I'm going to run away from or anything like that. Now, I read somewhere where it was mentioned about plant-based that you have to avoid dairy. Is that true?
On my definition of plant-based, yes. Dairy is extremely inflammatory from what the research says. So on a plant-based diet, typically people do avoid dairy. And when I think about plant-based and how I eat, I take it one step further. So I eat whole food plant-based, which means I eat the foods as close to nature intended. So that's where oil is left out, but olives are in. So I'll eat olives on my salad instead of olive oil. I'll eat part of an avocado instead of avocado oil. I will dress a smoothie bowl with a little bit of coconut, or eat my grains as whole grains versus refined in breads and items like that.
Okay. So in which case would you recommend coconut milk?
I use coconut milk from the can occasionally. Mm. It's very high in saturated fat, which I try to eat on the lower end of the fat spectrum. So for me, that's an occasional item.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks. So what would you say are sort of like the benefits of, you know, if you wanted to, somebody was thinking about doing this. I mean, for me, I'm going to do this long term now. So what advice would you give sort of like going on forward, sort of like to make it long term, and also the benefits long term?
Yes, I've done a lot of investigating into the long-term benefits, and many of the plant-based doctors say that these types of, eating a whole food plant-based diet with lots of fresh vegetables, lots of those nourishing fruits and grains can really help with all of your organ systems, digestion. I know a lot of people who struggle with digestive issues that look toward a plant-based diet to help with that. One of my biggest tips on keeping this as a long-term sustainable way of living is looking at it as your day-to-day activities. Adding in simple plant-based foods that you already love. Danny, you already talked about how if you eat a little bit of chicken, you really level up the veggies and grains on your plate. So it's about adding more of the plant-based ingredients to crowd out those non-plant-based ingredients. That's really what works for sustainability. And then looking at each meal and each day as a new meal and a new day, so that you aren't frustrated or left overwhelmed with maybe something you ate yesterday that didn't fit the bill, that might not have aligned with your long-term goal.
Right, thanks for that. So now that brings me actually to another question, and that is to do with where obviously there's a member of the family, maybe a family they've got children and everything else, and make the mom, for example, who does all the cooking, how can she then bring in, or even the dad? So let me get this right, because it's not always the moms that know how to cook. Sometimes men are also very good. I mean, the best chefs in the world are men. So there we go. So how can they sort of where family members are like, oh, don't like this particular veggie, don't like this, you know, vegetables and so on. And what advice would you give to them to be able to sneak it in, and also, you know, just get the family on board? Yeah.
Well, I have an answer for you that you're not going to expect. So 7.5 years ago, when plant-based eating came into my space, it was my husband who liked to cook that had the idea. And 7.5 years ago, I dug in my heels. I didn't want to give up burgers. I didn't want to give up buffalo wings. And I most definitely didn't want to give up blue cheese dressing. Those were really my three non-negotiables in the beginning. I was okay eating other vegetables. I didn't like beans. So that was a whole different bear that he had to combat. But what we found, and I don't know if he did this intentionally or if he's just a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He made a lot of recipes with foods I already liked. Familiar foods. Cashews are one of my favorite nuts. He made a lot of cashew dressings, cashew sauces. Those allowed me to try things that didn't have dairy, not a dairy blue cheese, but a cashew and tofu-based blue cheese. We did a lot of tacos with familiar foods as the filling. So potato tacos, sweet potato tacos. He tried bean recipe after bean recipe until he could find a recipe that I loved. And now I love beans. I always encourage people to increase those familiar foods. If your family loves pasta, throw some spinach in with the sauce. If your family loves potatoes, make the potato the star of the show. And one other thing I always try to help people understand is if you are the cook, try and make your plant-based meal the center of the meal. And if the other people in your family want to add a dairy-based dressing or a little bit of animal products, they can add that to your meal. So if you're making something like stir fry or curry or noodles or pasta, you can make your meal, the plant-based meal, the star of the show, and they can add in a little bit of chicken or shrimp or fish or veggie meatballs or veggie balls, whatever really fits with what they're looking for.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. That's that is such a good good advice. And yeah, I mean, I clearly don't really have anything else to add to that now, because you pretty much covered all the questions that I had to ask. Yeah, because you know, so I just wanted to say yeah, thank you so much for all the gosh, there's a lot of information that you're giving out there that is, that I found really helpful, and I hope everyone who else is everyone who's listening find it really helpful as well. Yeah, so before we wrap up, what advice would you give to people, sort of like, you know, final words, top tips? What do you think? There we go. Yeah.
Absolutely. I would be happy to. My big takeaway from all of this that I hope you hear from my heart is that when you want to eat more plants or change your lifestyle, really take a moment and think about why you want to do it, how that's going to impact your life, and then start small. Add in those plant-based foods you love. Change out your dairy milk for a non-dairy milk. Switch up the chicken stock for a veggie broth. Make beans the center of your protein. Reframe the way your plate looks. You know, I grew up on the standard American diet, so every meal had a starch, a veg, and a meat. And I drank milk. And when I went plant-based, I really had to start looking at it more as, you know, the potatoes and the beans and the veggies and then salad, and really start looking at my plate differently. But give yourself grace. Perfection is really, really an enemy. And when you move into this with intention around your goals and what you're looking for, it really does make it easier. So that is my advice. I would love to connect with any of you if you are looking to eat a plant-based diet. So feel free to reach out. You can find me on veginspired.com or at veginspired on Instagram. And
I hope you found this episode on plant-based really useful. Please feel free to share with your loved ones, and I hope you are able to tune in for future episodes where I'll be having more guests as well. And do take care of yourselves, and goodbye for now.